Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. My name is Michael Crowd of Idea Dudes, and in this show we're going to discuss publishing applications with TS Remote App. Who am I? I've been in the industry for over 23 years. I have worked with the United States Air Force, the Navy, Marines, Army, government, and companies around the world. To learn more about me and my background, be sure to check out my GoGo profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question comment box below. All right, let's get started. So what is a remote app? It enables programs to run through terminal services, appear that they are running locally. So we're taking an application like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, Notepad, WordPad, Paint, any of those different applications. And what we're doing is we're making it so that they can be run through a terminal services session because individuals don't have enough resources or whatever. We want to run everything off of the server, but we're going to make it so it looks like they're running locally, but they're actually running off the server using the server resources. TS Remote App streams the app to the desktop of the requester. There's no reason to connect to terminal services first. So all they do is double click on the application. The application starts on the client machine in its own window using its own resources. Now, the deployment of remote app, there's two ways. You can do a website. You can also do RDP files. The website deployment is distributed remote app programs through TS Web Access page. So any of the applications that we make available through a remote app will automatically be put on the TS Web Access page. It's located http://whack/whack/server/name/whack/ts. Displays the icons of available remote apps. And from this, clicking on any of the apps will, or icons, launches the remote app on the local machine. So when a user wants to use Word, for example, they don't have it on their local machine, they don't have enough resources, not enough memory or whatever, what'll happen is they go to the server name /ts/whack/ts, and this will have the icon. So all they do is click on it once, it's going to launch the application onto their client machine, but it doesn't install anything. Everything's running off the server. You can save information locally, like Word files, or save it into the server. Whatever, it's still running the application as if you were running it locally. Now, RDP files distribute the remote app programs to RDP file or Windows installer packages. And the RDP file is just the settings that you have for the actual remote desktop connection. Now, the Windows installer packages is going to install the RDP with all of its settings for the individual to be able to click on. SCCM 2007 or SMS, we can use to push out these RDP files and Windows installation packages. And we can control them, we can get reporting and so forth. RDP file or through Windows installer packages, a user launches the program by double clicking it. The remote app is then streamed to the desktop of the requester. Now, TS Remote App enables you to centralize resources and reduce management complexity. Just think of it. You have a program that is a proprietary program. It's very expensive for doing installations on each of the machines because it takes a lot of time. Well, what you can do is you can implement it on a terminal services, take that application, make it available through a remote app, and then it'll be available through TS Web App, and also we can create RDPs. We can also do Windows installer packages. Whenever we have to make changes to that program, we can make changes on one machine. So we don't have to touch any other machines, just the one machine, and that's going to reduce your total cost right there. So, what are the advantages of TS Remote App? Well, access to remote programs can be centralized and provided through a website, through TS Web Access. Lack of hardware resources, TS Remote App runs on a terminal services server that is highly configured. Lack of IT, centralized access of to programs. So, if we're in a branch office, for example, we don't have administrator within the branch office. What we can do is we can install the application on the terminal services, allow it to be able to access through a remote app. We can distribute the RDP files. We can also send them to the terminal services web access, and they'll be able to access the application from there. Software conflicts. Software runs in its own memory space, so we don't have to worry about that. Roaming users launch programs they need, so they don't have to have all the different programs installed on their local machine. You can install it on the terminal services. Software maintenance. Software is updated on the terminal server, centralizing it, so we don't have to go to another machine and update the information. Configuring servers to host the remote app programs. Well, you use the TS remote app is integrated into the terminal services role service. So you don't have to do anything else. It's already there. So it's installed once you install terminal services. No other role service is necessary. You install the programs that need to be provided to the users. So what you're going to do is you're going to change in the execution install mode. Then you can either do this by using change user. You can do it through programs and features. We also have the install terminal services applications, which we'll show you in a second. Change the mode to install mode. Add the programs. Windows installer. Change user slash install. After you've done that, then you'll be able to change into execute mode, and it's ready to be used. And that creates the RDP. Now, once we have applications that are identified with remote app, then we're able to connect to TS Web Access to be able to access them. So you install TS Web Access server role. That's, again, one of the server services role that we have with terminal services. So what we do is just right click on terminal services and add a role service. And once we've added that, that'll give us access. All programs listed in a remote app will be available on the same server. I hope you have enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question comment box below. If you're interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio Archive for Michael Kraut. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comments box below. Thank you for your time, and thank you for letting me into your world and talk to you about technology. Tune in to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on GoGo.com. Bye-bye now.